Let's get started. Someone asked that we discuss the tefillin cases that are made for people in the army, I think. You've seen those hard cases that screw up on top, and whether those are appropriate to use. Someone sent me an email saying he could not think of a heter to use those cases. So I wanted to discuss what the issue is and whether this is in fact the biggest problem facing Klal Yisrael today. The Gemara Maseches Menachos in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph tells us that kshu maniach, maniach al shal yad tchila, kshu cholet, cholet shal rosh tchila. When you put on tefillin, you first put on tefillin shal yad, and when you take off your tefillin, you take off the tefillin shal Rosh first. And the Gemara explains because Vahayu Tatafos Bein Einecha teaches us that Kol Zman Shebein Einecha Yushtayim, that so long as your tefillin Shal Rosh are on, you should have both tefillin on, so the Shal Rosh goes on second and comes off first. That would mean, if you're taking the Shal Rosh off first, that would mean that when you put the Shal Rosh into that case, it ends up in the bottom of the case. What's the problem with that? So the Gemara in Maseches Menachos, a couple of lot earlier, in Daf Lamed Dalet and Beis, tells us that you're not allowed to take a Tefillin Shal Rosh and turn it into a Tefillin Shal Yad, because the Shal Rosh has a higher level of Kedusha. Machlokes, we showed him exactly why, but the standard explanation that Mishmaru goes with is Rashi's explanation that of the three letters of the Shem Hashem, the Shin, the Dalet, and the Yud, two out of the three are in the Shal Rosh, and only one out of the three is in the Shal Yad, the Shin on the side of the Shal Rosh, and the Dalet in the back of the Shal Rosh, whereas the Yad only has the Yud on the side. So what is the Eitzah over here? This is the problem. If you put the Shal Rosh on the bottom, then you're putting a Shal Yad, which has less Kedusha than the Shal Rosh, on top of the Shal Rosh. So that would seem to be somewhat problematic. So what are the solutions? So maybe one could suggest what you should do is take off the Shal Rosh, put it aside, then you could take off the Shal Yad, wrap it up and put the Shal Yad in the box, and then put the Shal Rosh on top of that in the box. The problem, of course, with that is that the next day when you come to take out your tefillin, you're first going to encounter the Shal Rosh. What's the problem with first encountering the Shal Rosh? So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos, Amar Rava Avurei Dara Atotavta Asur Mishum De'ein Ma'avirin Al Mitzvos. Unclear exactly with its machlok, she showed him exactly what the Gemara means. Rashi understands that the Gemara means that if you come across your Shal Yad first, then you better put that on. You can't pass it up because of Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos. The other Rishonim point out, the Rosh and the Mordechai, what do you mean? If you come across your Shal Yad first, you better put that on because that's what goes first. You don't need Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos to tell me that that's why you put on the Shal Yad first. They say, no, it means the opposite. They quote Rabbeinu Tam in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel and quote in the name of Haigon, that it means that you can't put the Shal Rosh on top because then you'll have to be Ma'avir on the Shal Rosh in order to get to the Shal Yad. And Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos, that's not appropriate that you're going to have to pass up the Shal Rosh in order to get to the Shal Yad. So, and what if Yitaka did? What if when you pull out of your bag or your case or whatever, you pull out the Shal Rosh first? That's Machlokes Rishonim. Beis Yosef in Simon Chavtes quotes in the name of the large majority of Rishonim, the Tosos Rosh and the Rambam, Rosh and the Tshuva, and the Rambam, that you pass up the Shal Rosh and you put on the Shal Yad first. Because Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos is a concern, but not as great of a concern of Ahayil Totavos Ben Einecha, that calls Man Shuvah and Achid should be Shtayim, so you would still put on the tefillin in the correct order. That's against the Nemukei Yosef. Nemukei Yosef, Beis Yosef quotes, but rejects. Nemukei Yosef says that if you come across Shal Rosh first, you actually put on the Shal Rosh first. So the question really becomes, with these cases, certainly you're going to take off the Shal Rosh, you're going to wrap it up, and you're going to put it on the bottom. Is it a problem to put a Shal Yad on top of a Shal Rosh? If you look at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Chav Ches, it seems that it is decidedly not a problem. The Shulchan Aruch writes, V'yaniach betik shal rosh ve'alav shal yad. It sounds like the Shulchan Aruch had this kind of tefillin case, where it wasn't side by side, it was one on top of the other. It says ve'alav, and on top of it, you put the shal yad, and in fact, the Bach and the Taz understand it that way, that it's literally alav. However, the Magen Avraham says, best not to put it alav, best to put it side by side. Alav means that it slightly sticks out. The shal yad sticks out a little bit more to the front so that it will be easier to access the Shal Yad and you won't make the mistake sake of accessing the Shel Rosh first, but not literally on top. That would be a big zion to the greater Kedusha of the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Question is it okay, is it permissible to put the Shel Yad on top of the Shel Rosh? So the Aruch HaShulchan and Tzimun Chav Ches writes that since it's true they have different levels of Kedusha, that's Mufurish in the Gemara, but since they're very close in levels of Kedusha, you know, not everything that has a different level of Kedusha is, or has a slightly lower level of Kedusha, cannot be placed on top of something that has a slightly higher level of Kedusha. It's only when there's a big difference between the levels of Kedusha. For example, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you're allowed to put a Ksuvim on top of a Nevi'im, even though Ksuvim have a lower level of Kedusha than Nevi'im, because the difference is very slight. Not enough of a difference to forbid putting one on top of the other, and therefore the Aruch HaShulchan understands the Shulchan Aruch Kipshuto, that the Shel Yad may be placed on the Shel Rosh, because it's true, it has a lower level of Kedusha, but just ever so slightly lower level of Kedusha, and he goes on to tell us that some are very makbid not to wrap the Ritzuos over the Batim, so that you're not putting the Ritzuos on top of the Batim, where the Batim have a greater level of Kedusha, and he doesn't think that that's a problem either. He says, Adarabba, the Ritzuos are protecting the Batim. When you wrap something around something else, it doesn't have to be something of a higher level of Kedusha that's doing the wrapping. Adarabba, it's usually something of a lower level, like a mantle of a Sefer Torah, is a lower level of Kedusha than the Sefer Torah itself. The Magen Avraham, however, says that no, Yosef Tov, that it should be side by side, and the way the Achronim understand, Mishabur quotes Shulchan Shlomo, is that the Shel Rosh should go on the right side, because the Shel Rosh is more Kadosh, and that's why the Shel Yad does not go on top of Shel Rosh. You should get a bag that has them side by side. What if they are in separate containers, meaning the way we have it right now is we put our tefillin inside a box. So the Mishabura quotes Machlokas Taz and Magen Avraham whether the rule of Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvos applies when something is already covered, when something's in a container. I even recall seeing recently one of the poskim suggesting that that's maybe a third reason why to cover the challahs on Shabbos, because it's Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvos to reach over for the Kodesh Shel Kiddush. It's not really, but let's assume it might be that if you cover the challahs, then it's not Ein Ma'avir, if you assume like that shita that covering it is not a violation of Ein Ma'avirin. Now, in order, there are a number of minhagim that people have in order to avoid encountering the Shel Rosh first. Mishbura quotes from a Bach that you should wrap and put away the Shel Rosh before you even take off the Shel Yad. Make sure the Shel Rosh gets wrapped up and put away. Why? Because next, you don't want to accidentally put the Shel Yad on the side that you normally put the Shel Rosh. And if it's the first one you're putting away, you may not be paying attention and you may realize the bag is empty and you're just naturally going to put it where you put something when the bag is empty. So better to put away the Shel Rosh first before you wrap and take off the Shel Yad. In the Shvivei Eish, he says that he told Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, he noticed it, which is an interesting thing in general, he said he noticed Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld and Rosh Chodesh used to take off his tefillin, leave them out, but he would leave them out and he would then wrap them after davening, and he told Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, you should really not do that, because before you take off the Shel Yad, you should really wrap up the Shel Rosh and put the Shel Rosh away, so that you your Yotzei this Chumrah of the Bach. And he said Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld changed his minuk when he told him. Okay, another minuk that some people have is to wrap the Shel Rosh and the Shel Yad differently, so that you don't come to confuse the two of them. The Shel Yad, the way they would do it, some people do it, is to wrap the Shel Yad entirely on one side. There is a minuk to wrap your tefillin on both sides, where there are tzuos on either side, ki kanfei yonah, so that it looks like kanfei yonah. The Gemara tells us that the story of Elisha Bal Kanafayim, that is when he was about to be caught by the authorities, he took his tefillin off of his head, and they said, what's the mazah biyadecha? And oh, it's kanfei yonah, and he opened up his hands, and the taka was kanfei yonah. I'm sure he had to buy himself a new pair of tefillin, I guess, but at least his life was spared at that moment. It was kanfei yonah. So there's a minhag to wrap your tefillin like kanfei yonah, but not the Shel Yad. Some people say that the Shel Yad should be on one side, and that way you'll be able to distinguish between them, that also has the advantage of not wrapping the Ritzuos around the Yud, meaning if you're trying to avoid wrapping that which has lesser Kedusha around that which has higher Kedusha, the Yud is part of the Shem Hashem, so that has that advantage as well. And if one or the other is going to be Kikan Feyona, it makes more sense that the Shalrosh should be Kikan Feyona, because that's the one in the Gemara that was Kikan Feyona. But bottom line, the halacha, is there really a problem with these tefillin cases where the Shalyad is on top of the Shalrosh? So Magen Avraham clearly doesn't think it's ideal. Simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like that's what they had, that's what they did. I did not get a chance to ask too many of the poskim in our yeshiva about it. I did a chap Rabbi Neuberger for a second, and he said, if you're in the army, it makes sense. You need something hard. But if you're not in the army, probably better to use the one that your bubby knitted you rather than to use in one of these one on top of the other tefillin cases. Have a wonderful day, everybody.